The following is a free-for-download audiobook from the website krishnapath.org. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 27. Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita has described Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the ocean of transcendental knowledge, and Sri Ramananda Roy as the cloud which is produced from the ocean. Ramananda Roy was a greatly advanced scholar in devotional service, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya he gathered all such transcendental conclusions, just as the cloud achieves its existence from the water of the ocean. As the cloud appears from the ocean and redistributes water all over the world, and then again goes back to the ocean, so, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy achieved his higher knowledge in devotional service, and thus he again went to Lord Chaitanya at Puri after retirement from service. When Lord Chaitanya was visiting the southern part of India, he first of all visited the great temple Bishkapatan, the temple known as Jayar Nrisinga Kshetra. It is situated at a place known as Shingachalam, 5 miles from the railway station Bishkapatan. The temple is situated on the top of a hill, and there are many temples in that quarter, but Jayar Nrisinga Kshetra temple is the biggest of them all. The temple is full of beautiful sculpture, still wonderful for many students, and on account of its popularity, it is a very rich temple. There is an inscription in the temple which states that the king of Vidyanagar formerly decorated this temple with gold and smeared the body of the deity with gold. For facilitating attendance at the temple, there are free apartments for the visitors. The temple is managed by priests who belong to the sect of Ramanujacharya. When Lord Chaitanya visited this temple, he praised the deity and he quoted a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, quote, "Although Lord Nrisinga is very severe to the demons and the non-devotees, he is very kind to his submissive devotees like Prahlad." End quote. Lord Nrisinga appeared as an incarnation of Krishna when Prahlad, a boy devotee of the Lord, was too much harassed by his father, Hiranyakashipu. As a lion is very ferocious to other animals, but is very kind and submissive to his cubs, so Lord Nrisinga, although he appeared ferocious to Hiranyakashipu, was very kind to Prahlad, his devotee. After visiting the temple of Jayar Nrisinga, the Lord proceeded farther south into India, and ultimately he reached the bank of the Godavari. On the bank of the Godavari, the Lord remembered the Yamuna of Vrindavan, and the nice trees on the banks were considered by him the forest of Vrindavan, so he was in ecstasy there. After taking his bath on the bank of the Godavari, the Lord was sitting a little off from the bank and was chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Sitting in that way, the Lord saw that the governor of the province, Sri Ramananda Roy, had reached the bank of the river accompanied by his associates, many Brahmins, and a band party. The Lord had asked about Ramananda Roy, the governor of this province, from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and the Lord was requested by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to see the great devotee Ramananda Roy at Kabur. The Lord could understand that this man approaching was Ramananda Roy, and he wanted to see him immediately. But because he was in the renounced order of life, he restrained himself from seeing a person of political affairs. But Ramananda Roy, as a great devotee, was attracted by the features of Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi, and he himself came to see him. Ramananda Roy, on reaching Chaitanya, prostrated himself to offer him obeisances and respect. Lord Chaitanya received him by vibrating, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." When Ramananda Roy presented his credentials, Lord Chaitanya embraced him and both of them became overwhelmed with ecstasy. The Brahmins who accompanied Ramananda Roy were surprised that these two persons were overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy simply by embracing. The Brahmins were all stalwarts of the rituals, and they could not understand the meaning of these devotional symptoms. They were rather surprised to see that a great sannyasi could touch a shudra, and they were also surprised that Ramananda Roy, who was a great governor and practically king of that province, was crying simply by touching a sannyasi. While the Brahmins were considering this, Lord Chaitanya understood the unfavorable situation and he pacified himself. After this, Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy both sat down together, and Lord Chaitanya informed him that, quote, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has spoken very highly of you, so I have come to see you, end quote. Ramananda Roy replied, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya considers myself as one of his devotees, and therefore he very kindly recommended you to see me, end quote. Ramananda Roy very much appreciated the Lord's behavior for his touching a man of wealth. A king or governor or any politician is always absorbed in thoughts of political affairs and pounds, shilling, pence. Therefore, such persons are avoided by a sannyasi. But Lord Chaitanya knew Ramananda Roy to be a great devotee, and so he did not hesitate to touch and embrace him. Ramananda Roy was surprised by the behavior of Lord Chaitanya, and he cited a nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam in which it is stated that, quote, the great personalities and sages appear in the houses of worldly men just to show them mercy, end quote. Lord Chaitanya's special treatment of Ramananda Roy indicated that although Ramananda Roy was born in a family who were not Brahmins, he was far, far advanced in spiritual knowledge and activity. Therefore, he was more respectable than a Brahmin who happens to be born in a Brahmin family. Although Sri Ramananda, out of his meek and gentle behavior, accepted himself as born of a lower Shudra family, still, Lord Chaitanya considered him to be situated in the highest transcendental stage of great devotion. Devotees never advertise themselves as being great, but the Lord is very anxious to advertise the glory of the devotee. Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya, just acquainted for the first time that morning at the bank of the Godavari, separated, and there was an engagement made that Ramananda Roy would come in the evening to see the Lord. In the evening, when the Lord was seated after taking his bath, Ramananda Roy came to see him with a servant. He offered his respects and sat down before the Lord. Before Ramananda Roy could ask the Lord anything about advancement of spiritual knowledge, the Lord himself inquired, please quote some verses from scripture about the ultimate goal of life for the human being, end quote. Sri Ramananda Roy at once replied to the Lord that, quote, a person who is sincere in his occupational duty will gradually develop the sense of God consciousness, end quote. In this connection, he quoted a verse from the Vishnu Purana, in which it is stated that the Supreme Lord is worshipped by following the principles of one's occupational duty, and there is no other alternative for satisfying the Supreme Lord than the formalities of performing one's occupational duties. The purport is that human life is meant for understanding one's relationship with the Supreme Lord and acting in that way. Any human being can dovetail himself with the service of the Lord by discharging his prescribed duties or occupational performances. For this purpose, human society may be divided into four classes, namely the intelligent class, or the Brahmins, the administrative class, or the Kshatriyas, the mercantile or productive class, called Vaishyas, and the laborer class, or the helping class, the Shudras. For each division of human society, there are prescribed rules and regulations and occupational functions. Prescribed duties of the four classes and four divisions of human society are very nicely described in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 42 through 44 verses. An organized, civilized society of humanity should follow such prescribed rules and regulations for particular divisions. At the same time, for spiritual advancement, they must follow the four stages of ashram, namely the student life, which is called brahmachari life, then householder's life, then retired life, and then renounced life. Ramananda Roy stated that persons who are strictly following the rules and regulations of these eight divisions of human society are the best, and they are actually satisfying the Supreme Lord. One who does not follow the principles of the social division and the rules of spiritual advancement is certainly spoiling this human form of life and gliding down toward hell. One can peacefully execute the goal of his human life simply by following the rules and regulations which apply to himself. The character of a particular person becomes developed by following the principles of regulation according to his birth and association and education. The divisions of society are so designed that many persons of different characteristics can be regulated under them for the peaceful administration of social life and spiritual advancement. The social divisions of human society may be divided as follows. 1. One who has taken as the aim of his life to understand the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, and for which aim he has devoted himself to the learning of the Vedas and similar literatures, is called a Brahmin. 2. A person who has taken to the occupation of showing his force of administrating the government is called a Kshatriya. 3. One who is engaged in agriculture and herding cows and trade and business is called a Vaishya. 4. Persons who have no special knowledge but are satisfied by serving the three other higher divisions are called Shudras. If one faithfully discharges his prescribed duties, it is surely an advancement toward perfection. Therefore, regulated life is the source of perfection for everyone. This regulated life, when culminating in devotional service to the Lord, attains its perfection. Otherwise, it is a useless waste of time. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, after hearing from Ramananda Roy about the proper execution of regulated life, said that this is external. Indirectly, he asked Ramananda Roy to state something which is better than this external exhibition of life. Formal execution of this ritualistic life or religious life is not very congenial unless it attains the perfection of devotional service. Actually, Lord Vishnu is not satisfied simply by the ritualistic performances of Vedic instruction. But he is actually pleased when one attains the stage of devotional service. The verse cited by Ramananda Roy in reply to Lord Chaitanya means that by the divisional ritualistic performances, one can rise up to the point of devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find that Lord Sri Krishna, who appeared himself for the deliverance of all classes of people, has mentioned that the human being can attain the highest perfectional stage of life by worshiping the Supreme Lord, from whom everything has emanated, by dint of his occupational duties. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, quote, "A person duly engaged in his occupational duties attains the highest perfection," end quote. This perfectional process is followed by great devotees like Bodhyana, Tanaka, Dramida, Guhadev, Kaparidi, Baruchi. All these great personalities have followed this particular path of perfection of the human life. The Vedic injunction also aim at this point of life. Ramananda Roy wanted to present this fact before the Lord, but apparently simply discharging the ritualistic duties is not perfection. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said that it is external. Lord Chaitanya's purport it was that a man having a material conception of life, even if he follows the ritualistic regulations, cannot attain the highest perfection.